Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DB Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DB Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
You're listening to
The Marquee.
Woo!
Dirty 30.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man. Woo!
And welcome to the Marquee Dirty 30 here on DVRadio.net. I am your host, Marquee Davis, here in Atlanta. So wherever you are at, I thank you for listening to the show, because today we're going to deep divulge into a topic that I believe is sweeping the nation. For what reason, I have no idea. I talked about this maybe a couple weeks ago when the verdict for Philando Castile's, the cop who shot him was found not guilty. I talked about this a little bit there. And now recently we have another shooting which has made the news. The shooting of, what's her name? In Minneapolis, the Australian lady, Justine Damond. I don't know how to say it. But that's Justine Damond, Australian. She was shot by an officer, Mohammed Noor. I want to start by saying this, okay? Race should not play an issue when it comes to any type of police shooting. It shouldn't. The circumstances should be seen and looked upon. When I got an Article 15 in the Army, my first sergeant at the time, First Sergeant Neely, said, "We are not punishing you. We are punishing your actions." Makes a lot of sense. The thing that I really want to get off my chest now is when you look at the population here in America, we are a great diverse melting pot of people. And how do I want to say this? When you go on Facebook, when you go on Twitter, when you go on to the news outlets website, CNN, Fox, MSNBC, BBC, Al Jazeera, stuff like that, and you read some of the comments in the thread section of some of these stories that's talking about this particular shooting. This is the one I'm talking about now, of Justine Damond of Australia, by Mohammed Noor, the police officer in Minneapolis. You'll see that everyone is quickly jumping to her defense, saying she was innocent and that she was just in her nightgown and that she was trying to report a crime and got shot. From what I'm reading, Noor was in the passenger seat and shot across his partner, who was in the driver's seat, through the window. Through the window. What sense does that make? Now, remember, I'm always calling for there to be a rule of escalation and for the police force. Why should we have a 17-year-old, 18-year-old child, or man, or if you, whatever you want to call them, I still think they're children, go to Iraq, Afghanistan, or Germany, or Vietnam, or Korea, and know that they just can't shoot and blow up everything, but we have certain police officers who don't get the concept of trying to not just shoot first. Don't just shoot first. It's funny to me how these trigger finger happy people are getting on the police force. Now, let me get back to the comments section, okay? You'll see things like, oh, this cop already had incidents with women before, and this cop should be sent to prison, and this cop should be sent back to Africa. Oh, you got this Somalian Muslim police officer just killing white women here in America. Just killing white women. That's what you read in the comment sections. So this is what I'm doing. I'm going into those comment threads and I'm putting hashtag Blue Lives Matter. You can get upset with me about it. I don't care. I am going to troll the mess out of people who are right now last couple of months ago was defending every action that a police officer had and calling the victims thugs and saying that, oh, so the victim had a criminal record. That's why he got shot. Oh, the victim smoked weed and had a criminal record of weed. Oh, he was a drug dealer. Or they'll say things like, oh, you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. Now, in my life, I have never approached a police car and tapped on the window in the middle of the night. I don't approach any car and tap on the window in the middle of the night. Now, I'm also hearing things from some of my friends up in Minneapolis, that area, who said that this was all started from, quote unquote, fireworks. Said that there was somebody who was setting off fireworks, and that startled the police officer. So when they approached the car, you know, they thought it was gunshots going off. So the cop naturally just shot. I mean, think about it. That makes a little bit of sense. Okay. Now, hold on before you jump on me and start trying to curse me out here. Think about this. Okay. Up in New York, you had two police officers sitting in their car. And what happened? A guy approached both of them and killed both of them in their car. Okay. So that does make a little bit of sense. If they were thinking that they were receiving fire from somewhere and couldn't identify it, and then you have someone walk up to the window with nails and taps the glass, it could sound like a gun tapping the glass. Makes a little bit of sense. I'm not justifying his actions at all. Trust me, no. I think this motherfucker should burn in prison. He should rot in prison or get electrocuted. That's what I think. You don't have the right to take someone's life any way you deem fit, whether they're resisting arrest or not. You don't have the right unless your life is in danger. I mean, imminent danger. And as a police officer, you should know the difference between being in imminent danger and something that you can handle. Okay, if I'm fighting with a 600-pound dude, well, let's say I'm fighting with The Rock, and I'm a police officer. I'm fighting with The Rock. You know, The Rock's a big guy. I'm fighting with The Rock. The Rock has no weapons. I'm going to taser him, or I'm going to ride in the kingdom. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get my batons out, and I'm just going to beat him until he submits. But it seems like right now, nowadays, everybody wants to shoot first. Well, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to take that back. Okay, because I'm looking at the Washington Post in 2015. They started this website. Okay, I know some of you might be like, oh, the Washington Post. Oh, that's fake news. I don't listen to the Washington Post because that is fake news. Whatever. It's a news source and I'm going to use it. All right. But they started a website that tracks the national police shootings. Okay, so till this date, what is it, July 22nd, 2017, there have been 554 people shot and killed by police officers. Now, it does tell you on the top of this list that mental illness played a role in a quarter of these incidents, okay? So, let's go through them. We got a 42-year-old white male armed with a gun. Let's see if you all can catch the linking cause of these killings and these shootings by police officers. January 1st, 2017, armed with a gun, 42-year-old white male. Okay, how about this one? 52-year-old white male armed with a gun, shot July 20th, 2017. Unarmed 38-year-old man, name is Farhad, so who knows what his race, unknown. July 19th, okay, in Michigan. Unidentified person, man, armed with a knife, July 19th. New Mexico. Unidentified male armed with a gun, July 19th. Next one, armed with a gun. Next one, armed with a gun. The next one, armed with a gun. The next one, armed with a gun. Well, let me just skip through these, right? Armed with a gun. Armed with a gun. A man armed with a gun. Oh, here's another one. A black man armed with a gun. So you see, everybody's trying to race bait and try to get the races to fight each other. See which race can kill each other off first. What? Stop race baiting. Now, I do remember me posting up maybe a couple months ago. I said, hey, you know, when the roles are reversed, when this becomes a white male getting shot by a black cop or something like that, we'll see a bigger outrage. But this was a white woman, Australian white woman, shot by a Muslim cop. Oh, my goodness. You could not write this better. This is probably one of the, I mean, news outlets was just waiting for this to happen. I mean, I'm really upset about this because no one's life should be taken when they're trying to get help or seek help for someone else. So, you know, I know you all know the story. Okay. She was trying to get the police officer. She called him because she thought there was a sexual assault going on around her house. Okay. Great. I mean, that's fantastic. You know what I'm saying? But I'm assuming after what I read, so many different reports out there, people, you don't know what's going on with this story. But I will tell you this, the Minneapolis police chief, what's her name? Janie Hartio, I don't know, resigned on Friday at the mayor's request. Less than a week. Oh, my God. Less than a week after the shooting of the unarmed Australian woman. The mayor said, "I've lost confidence in the chief's ability to lead us further, and that it is clear that she has lost the confidence of the people of Minneapolis as well." Why would you ask for the police chief to resign? I mean, wouldn't she know what's going on right now with all of the information that's happened? I mean, I have read comments where people are upset that a Somalian-born Muslim was hired to a police force here in America. But I'm pretty sure he received the same training as any American-born police officer up there in Minneapolis. Now, his ideology may be different, and we may not agree with it at some points in time. People may not agree with it. But the law is the law. The law is black and white. There are no loopholes between it. He learned the law. He knows that he was not supposed to shoot someone through the window unless he thought his life was in jeopardy. And I've already laid out the scenario earlier in the show. So if you want to debate me on that part, go ahead. Go ahead. Here on DVRadio.net, there is a chat function. I am in the chat room. Debate me on how he could not have feared for his life after hearing what he presumed to be gunshots aimed towards them, but may have been fireworks. You know, this is all speculation now, people. So understand that. This is all speculation and conjecture. We don't really know what's going on. We don't know what happened. There was no body cam. The dash cam was off. So we don't know. We just have the police officer's words, which is probably going to mean that he is going to get off on this. You know, he's going to not get convicted because there is no evidence. The only evidence is that he shot her. Now, anything they say will be the truth because there are no other witnesses. But in cases where you did have body cam, cell phone footage, dash cam, you all want to jump and say that the person was automatically guilty. They shouldn't have resisted. They should have complied with everything the police officer said. That's only if it's a black person, huh? Oh, did he go there? Did he say that? Yes, he did. But I bring this back because I want to tie this in with being a veteran or active duty military personnel, because a lot of us don't see color. Many of us don't. Obviously, all of us don't. We don't care what the color of your skin is. We don't. We don't really care what your religion is. We don't. It does not affect the mission. And that's what every veteran has been taught, is the mission. We have lived the mission. We have bled the mission. We have done everything for the pursuit of completing the mission. Your skin tone has nothing to do with the mission. But mainstream media is going to have you think that this persecution of this particular police officer is based on race. That's what they're going to have you thinking, is that because this police officer is black, and because the victim was a white Australian woman, the police officer is at fault because he's black. That is the narrative that they are trying to push now on people here in the United States via the media. even on social media. Go on to Facebook, okay? Just type in, Justine Diamond, you know? Type in her name. And just read some of the comments. Just read some of them. It's astounding how backwards and people can quickly flip, flop, and reverse on an issue. Just when Philando Castile and when all those other guys were getting shot by cops, you kept hearing all this Blue Lives Matter. Blue Lives Matter. Blue Lives Matter. That was a media thing that people were doing. And then Black Lives Matter. That was another thing that the media was pushing on us. But now that the roles are reversed, a black cop and a white victim, a good looking white victim, I'll tell you the truth, man. She was banging, you know, but you don't see these hashtag Blue Lives Matter. And I've been trolling people. I really have. And I don't care. They don't never have any comeback towards me when I do it either, you know, because it's confusing. This is confusing for a lot of people here in America. It is. I mean, not for none of the veterans. We understand. We get it. But it's confusing for a lot of people. How could this happen? You know? And so I'll go on the post and I'll simply just put hashtag Blue Lives Matter. You know? I'm just being a douchebag here. I'm doing it to people who have posted that on other police shootings here in America, but feel like the police was justified because the person was either a thug, looked like a thug, had drugs, had a gun, or something like that. Okay? Now, anyone who had the gun and had drawn it on a police officer deserves to get shot. What did I say earlier? You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. But I digress. I say again, okay? So I go on these Facebook posts and I am just typing in hashtag Blue Lives Matter. And one of my buddies, he's a great guy. Great, great guy. But I think it was a couple months ago, a shooting had happened, and he was all like, you know, oh man, this cop, the camera angle was wrong. He resisted the cop. Hashtag Blue Lives Matter. And then he posted up, I think it was last night, and he said, this cop, he should be burned at the stake. He should know what he's doing. Da 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 da. And I just simply put hashtag Blue Lives Matter. He comes back. Yeah, they do matter. I said, well, don't they matter in this case too? Yeah, but he did something stupid. I said, I mean, you know, the guy who shot Philando Castile shot him with his 7-year-old in the car. I mean, I understand there are incidents where people do stupid things with children in the car. But, you know, that's what happened, you know. And he said, well, that was a different situation. I said, well, she ran up on a police car at night, you know, tapping on the window, which could have been presumed to be the tip of a gun at the police car's window, was... Are they not justified? Oh, you're victim blaming. I said, I'm not victim blaming. You know, I said, the only thing I'm doing is just putting together the situation, trying to piece it together in my mind. I said, what you did last month, this is what set him off. I said, what you did last month was victim blaming. He shouldn't have been reaching. He should have just had his hands up. He should have complied. She shouldn't have run up on a police car, okay, in the middle of the night, tapping on the window. Where'd they do that at? Explain to me, where do they do that at? Huh? I ain't never seen it. I ain't never done it. I'm dang sure not going to do it. Not now. Oh, hell no. Oh, man. Look, I'm not trying to make light of the situation. This is a very serious situation. I mean, 554 people have been killed so far by police officers here in the United States. Okay? Now, if you look at the population of the United States, what's like 30 million, 40 million, something like that, you know, not a lot of people. Okay. I know I shouldn't be saying it like that, but it's the truth. And if the truth hurts, oh, well, get over it. But it is the truth. Now, hopefully, I don't care if they convict this police officer or not. You know, I really want them to, so then they can all start getting the idea in their head that you just can't go around shooting people all willy nilly. You know, this ain't the Wild West. I really wish they would establish some type of national rules of engagement, though. That's what I'm really calling for, a national rules of engagement. You have to identify the threat first. Identify the threat. I watch a lot of cops, people. I watch a lot of cops. I love cops. My wife hates it. I love cops. And depending on the where they at, I see different things happening, you know. Sometimes in Santa Fe, New Mexico, they'll run up on the victim, and the first thing they have in their hand, I mean like all the cops, is their taser. They don't have their gun out. Maybe want to have a gun out just in case if the person has a weapon. But everyone else has their taser out. And then in other states, I'll say Texas. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, I watch a lot of cops, trust me. Texas, they automatically have their guns drawn. Automatically. I saw an episode yesterday. And the cop had walked up to the car. He had already identified it as being... No, he didn't identify it yet. He walked up to the car, and it was a young lady in the front seat. And he got her information and everything. He said, okay, you sit tight here. He go back to his car, and he runs the plates. I guess she must have did a traffic infraction or something. And so he runs the plates. When he runs the plates, he finds that the car is stolen. He immediately opens up his door, pulls his gun after he just approached this young lady, pulls his gun, hides behind his door with a shield and says, driver, step out of the vehicle. I'm like, my goodness. I know it may be protocol to do that for a stolen vehicle, but you've already approached the car without knowing what was going on first. If you would have ran the plates first, you would have known that the car was stolen, and you could have done this all prior. That is why I always believe that we should have not a centralized police officers. No. I do not believe in government policing. Okay. Maybe small government, like, you know, your state and county level, you know, city level, stuff like that, but not a federally enforced government policing of the people. No martial law. No, I'm not talking about that. What I'm talking about is that we should just have a set manual, just like we have across the army, the entire army, all what, couple million, 400,000 soldiers, you know, they all know the rules of engagement because we're all trained on it the same way. You know, the Marine Corps, I know they have their own rules of engagement, but they're trained on it the same way. Air Force, same thing. You have your rules of engagement that you are trained on the same way across the board. So I believe that they should get all the police chiefs together, make one centralized rules of engagement. If you do not see a weapon, draw your least deadly weapon first. You know what I'm saying? You know, draw your taser first. Rodney Kingham, get your batons out. Hit them in the kneecaps. Get them down. If they are a present threat, then draw your weapon and act accordingly. I mean, that's all I got. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a police officer. I'm not there. I'm not out there every day. I don't know the dangers they face. I can imagine because I have faced some of those same dangers while deployed to Iraq and some of you to Afghanistan. It's just sad. It really, really is sad. And I believe that we as a country need to move past this BS. All right. Let's move past this BS, because this should not be in the news cycle. What should be in the news cycle is North Korea. I hate North Korea. Stupid idiots. Did you all not see that North Korea had, after they did their little ballistic testing, they had like a party afterwards showing all of their successful launches on video? It's like, what? You stupid little country. Oh my goodness. North Korea is terrible. It is absolutely terrible. Oh, I think I could probably take over North Korea. Like, if I get in with good with Kim Jong-un, oh, they might kill me. All right, y'all. Hey, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to spotlight a couple of businesses owned by veterans that may be in your area, may not be in your area, but you can check them out. So when you come back to the Marquee Dirty 30, be prepared to either write down some of these businesses. I'm going to do three. All right? I'm going to do three. And if they're in your area, you know, give them a call. Let's help local veteran-owned businesses. Let's help each other. You are listening to the Marquee Dirty 30 here on DVRadio.net. We'll be right back after this break. When I feel cold, you're warm.
DV Radio is for our fellow brothers and sisters, and it's all free of charge for our listeners, our guests, and even those that have shows right here on DVRadio.net. We do everything in-house, from mixing and recording ads and shows to the website and all that you get from us. We love promoting veteran-owned businesses and highlighting those in the veteran community. So if you would like to continue to hear what we bring to you and have even more in the future with the best quality that we can possibly bring to you, please head over to DVRadio.net and click that PayPal donation button. Any amount is welcome, from $1 to $100 million that your uncle lets you in his trust fund. So please head over to DVRadio.net and click that PayPal donation button right now. Oh, ah.
Radio. What's up, DVs? This is DV Bonerwood from DV Radio. DV Radio is always looking for show ideas, guests, and veteran-friendly companies to promote. If you have a show idea or you just want to promote your company and let veterans know that you're hiring them, then send us an email to info@dvradio.net. Be sure to give us a few details about the show pitch or your company that you want to promote. Send those details to info@dvradio.net and we'll hook you up.
Welcome back to the Marquee Dirty 30 here on DVRadio.net. I am Marquee Davis, and as promised, I am going to give you guys a couple of veteran-owned businesses in what I would like to call my veteran-owned business spotlight. I got to come with a better name for that. Give me some name suggestions for this segment. I don't really know what I should name it, but still, here we go. So the first one is located in Fayetteville, North Carolina. About a buddy of mine's, we did serve together. I served with all these people because obviously I put this post out on Facebook to get some of my friends whose local businesses are veteran owned, and I do trust them because I know them. But her name is Taisha Pegram, okay? That's taisha.pegram.o, the letter O, at gmail.com. She does this thing called Royal Spectacular. It's like a spa party slash slumber party for your kids. All right. You know, they do things like, drinks and parties and, I mean, not, you know, alcoholic drinks, but, you know, things that you would do at a spa, like nails and hair, and things you would do at a slumber party, you know, video games, movies, things like that. But she organizes it, and, I believe she has a location, but I know she's a great person. I've met her. I've known her for a long time, you know, a couple of years now. But yeah, you can email her at Taisha, that's T-Y-E-S-H-I-A dot Pegram, P-E-G-R-A-M dot O at gmail.com. This is for ages 6 to 12, okay? So if you do have kids, grandkids, you want to, and you're in the Fayetteville, North Carolina area, and you want to have them, you know, something for their birthday that they wouldn't really think of, you know, instead of going to Chuck E. Cheese or some bouncy houses, you know, give her a call, you know, give her an email. All right, let's see the next one. Another battle buddy of mine, he sells homes. He's a realtor. Okay. Served with him for a long time too. All right. He is a licensed realtor, Michael Thomas, with Red Zone Realty Group in Jacksonville, Florida. Okay, you can reach him at 904-405-8178. That's where I used to do the commercials when I was at the big station up the street here. His website is mthomas.redzonerealtygroup.com. You can email him at mthomas@redzonerealtygroup.com. Again, people, he sells homes and things of that nature down in Jacksonville, Florida. So if you're looking for a house in Florida, give him a call. And I have one more, okay? One more. This is from a battle buddy of mine that I've served with him for a very long time. I remember when he first came to the unit. Jesse Dalton. Jesse Dalton. All right. They cut down trees. They do yard work, landscaping, sawgrass landscaping and construction is the name, specializing in lawn maintenance, tree services, retention walls, decks, screen porches, basically everything outside, even junk hauling and scrap metal. They have a combined over 30 years of experience. So give them a call at 678-577-9361. That's in the Atlanta area. And there you have it, people. The Marquee Dirty 30 with your business, veteran business, spotlight, highlight, whatever. Stay tuned next, okay, because we have Barracks Talk coming on right after this show. I don't know who's going to be on it, okay? They don't feed me in on this stuff earlier, but I know I'll be on it. I'm going to be on it tonight. So you can still talk to me in the chat room. I love you guys. Been fun. And next week, we will not talk about race, I promise you. We won't. No. No, 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 no. Other than that, stay tuned for Barracks Talk. Good night.
DV Radio.